KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, good day and welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and joining me in the studio today is Ben Benoit. He's the underground storage tank coordinator and air technician for the Leech Lake DRM.
Correct.
Awesome. Okay. What are we going to talk about today, Ben?
We're going to talk about underground storage tanks.
Okay. Do we have a lot of them here?
There are 19 sites with underground storage tanks, and if you added them all up, it would total 338,000 gallons of gasoline stored underground on the reservation.
Wow.
So it's a lot more than you'd think.
Okay.
To put that in perspective, I think the Castle Lake Water Tower only holds 200,000 gallons, so...
That's a lot of... And they're all for gasoline.
Correct.
Wow,
correct.
Okay. Why do we need so much gas?
Well, people drive cars, so a lot of it's for that, and then people drive boats, so some of them... aren't at gas stations, they're at resorts, so people can fuel their boats and stuff.
Okay, so basically, is that like a licensing system where you have to come in and request that you can do that and or have one?
Yeah, you can. You don't have to request permission to get one, but once you get one, you have to fall underneath the federal regulations that guide.
Okay, so if I wanted an underground storage tank at my house and I lived on the reservation, let's say the reason I wanted it is because gas prices are ridiculous. They keep going up and down, up and down. If I wanted to catch it at a low and fill up an underground storage tank just for my own personal use, could I do that?
You could, yeah.
Wow.
There'd be a lot of paperwork and headache involved, but yeah, you could definitely do it.
Okay. All right. So what do you do? Do you go out and check out the areas? And
yeah, out? Yeah. So half my job is underground storage tanks, half's air quality. And when I am focusing on underground storage tanks, I go to these sites and then kind of go through what an inspector would go through to see if they're in compliance with the federal regulations. So
Okay. It's
checking a lot of paperwork, making sure they're monitoring that the tanks aren't leaking and that they're not polluting the reservation. And then... kind of inspecting the equipment and making sure everything's up to code.
Okay, what happens if a tank is leaking?
Then it's drained out and then they have to remediate the problem.
Wow.
So
okay. Could that possibly mean shutting it down and that type of thing?
It could, yeah. I mean, you could pull the tank out and then you have to try to pull out all the product that you've leaked out of
the
tank.
Wow. I can imagine that probably contaminates the ground all the way around it, huh?
It does, yeah. It actually forms a what they call a plume when they leak. And depending on where you're at, that plume can enter the groundwater and then travel out to lakes, streams,
wow,
people's basements or well water, you know.
So it's definitely an environmental hazard if that happens.
It is. Yeah, there's no active, they call them LUS sites, leaking underground storage tanks. But there's no active sites on the reservation currently.
Oh, okay. Well, interesting. All right. Let me see. So we just come to your office and talk to you? Let's say I'm starting a resort. And I want to be able to have my people go out on the lake and motorboats.
Mm-hmm.
So I just come to you guys. And what does a process like that take? How long would that take to have something like that done? Let's just say I won the lottery and I want to build a resort.
Yeah. Well, you could get the tank installed as soon as you could get someone out there with a tank, I suppose.
Okay.
And then once you did it, you'd come talk to me and then I could kind of outline what responsibilities you have as an underground storage tank owner.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Yep.
What else do you do?
So I also do air quality, and I'm in charge of the monitoring the ambient air quality across the reservation. So I manage the air site, which is over by Federal Dam, and where we monitor for particulate matter and mercury wet deposition.
Okay. How is our air?
It's good.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty good. And if you're curious, you can actually sign up. We have a forecasting system. Just go to the Leech Lake homepage and you should see a link right on there and you can enter your email and get daily forecasting. It's usually done through the winter, so right now you wouldn't get up-to-date forecasting, but during the winter months when air quality is more of a concern, that's when we do the forecasting.
Okay, why would air quality be different in the wintertime than it would in the summer?
It's just the way the weather works. So if it's cold on the ground and it's warm above us, what happens is that warm layer traps all the pollutants down at human level, essentially.
Okay.
And that's why winter is much more
susceptible to having.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just curious because I was thinking, you know, in the wintertime, you go outside and you got that sharp, cold air, and I would think it would be more fresh than going outside in the summertime.
That's what you think, but it's just the way that the weather works and kind of how the atmosphere, the temperatures play in the atmosphere layers. So
okay. How do you become a underground storage tank coordinator?
you learn a lot about underground storage tanks. And
do you go to college for that?
Well, I have a degree in biochemistry. But,
wow.
It's not quite underground storage tank related, I think. But
mm-hmm. Cool.
It's a science background.
That sounds a lot like math to me.
It is.
Okay. I have a psychology degree. There wasn't a lot of math in that one. Anyway.
Okay. Right now, I'm just the underground storage tank coordinator, but hopefully in the next few months, I'll be getting my federal credentials so I can actually be an inspector for the underground storage tanks. Right now, if we wanted an actual inspection to happen, we'd have to have someone from EPA come out of Chicago, whereas when I get my federal credentials, it'll just be another Leech Lake band member going out and inspecting.
So, that is awesome.
Yep.
That really is. Cool. All right.
So, yep. It'll be a way to exercise our tribal sovereignty.
So. You said it, man. Yep. Sounds good. What does an air technician do?
The monitoring is really what I do. So
okay.
It's more of like the air quality outside. So we have a isolated air site over by Federal Dam. Mm-hmm. So we go there weekly, and then we change the filters for the particulate matter that we monitor, and then we have to change the... it's like a bottle where we collect the rain, and then that gets analyzed for the mercury that's falling with the rain.
Wow.
In the lakes.
So. Sounds like a science lab kind of thing.
It is very science-based.
Wow,
so,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, I collect all the data, and then the other part of my job is to use the data to try to monitor, see what's changing. And
that sounds great. Ben, you sound like you really have a super interesting job.
Some days it is pretty interesting. Some days it seems like you're just looking at diagrams of tanks. So.
You make the best of it, though, right?
I do.
All right. If anybody has any questions about the underground storage tanks or even the air program for that matter, how do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can stop by Leech Lake DRM, ask for myself or Brandy Toft, or you could give me a call at 335-7441.
Okay, and the DRM offices, that's just south of Cass Lake, south
Correct.
Of the tracks there?
Yep,
great
right
big
up.
Building.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yep, the whole compound there.
So. Okay, sounds good. Ben, thanks a bunch for coming on in. We appreciate that. That's going to wrap up another edition of Environmental Voices for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.